This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Information War. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Thursday, the 30th day of November, 2017. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. We've got an exclusive interview with James O'Keefe of Project Veritas. He's been breaking some huge news. The media has been trying to spin, but he has the Washington Post editors and others admitting there's no Russia evidence with Trump. They have to make stuff up. They've tried to change the subject, often to one of his other reporters. Investigators infiltrating as a Judge Roy Moore victim. They try to change the subject as if infiltrating is illegal or bad or something's wrong with it, but he's going to be on the transmission. And then we have another guest yesterday who was assaulted and had his speech stolen while he was trying to give a speech, and the media spun it like he had somehow started the whole fight. But before we go there, the frothing anti-white, anti-Western propaganda being deployed by mainstream media, by the Democratic Party, and by universities has reached beyond Hitler levels. I mean, it is the most frothing. We're going to kill all the whites. Whites are inherently evil. The Nazis did that in secret, and it was horrible, obviously. This is the most classically genocidal talk I've ever seen or heard. Meanwhile, in seven different African countries, and in several other countries, they all happen to be Muslim, but seven inside the continent of Africa, they sell men, women, and children at slave auctions if they're not Muslims. This is a fact. There's been documentaries and books written the last 50 years. The only place slavery goes on now is in Muslim countries and in Africa, where it's Muslim-run in areas. But we've already known this a while. We broke this years ago. They're selling their organs, and it's black people being sold as slaves, their organs sold, and then I turn around, you can't swing a stick and not run into some black person that's converted to Islam because it's the thing that stands up for black people. And I'm not bashing Muslims who want to be Muslims or blacks that want to be Muslims. I just, this anti-Western crap and that the West invented everything evil is total malarkey. And again, we act like whites are the only people who do anything wrong, and so everybody else is virtuous. But they've gone out to these minority groups that are the majority worldwide. Whites are about 7% of the world population. If you count everybody that identifies as whites, maybe 9%, but probably really about 5% of people that you call a true Caucasian, 5 to 7%. There are celebrations worldwide calling for the death of white people. And like I said, one of my security guys flew back from Thanksgiving, gets in the Uber, and the fellow from Nigeria, because he asked him, was just blaring, just rabid anti-white, kill the whites, we're going to kill them, we're going to take over. And I mean, this is just what is going on. This is what has happened. And so right here, right outside Austin, major state-funded university, cover of the newspaper, your DNA is an abomination, white is over, all the whites will soon be dead. Cover of the newspaper in a major Texas paper, in a major Texas university, Texas State University. I mean, that is a big deal. That's LBJ's alma mater. Your DNA is an abomination. And this is a Hispanic guy saying this. So this is what it's reached. Meanwhile, I have the stacks of news. African migrants being sold as slaves by Libyan human traffickers. You mean Muslim. They'll never say it. And President Trump tweets out videos of gays being thrown off buildings in Egypt and people being killed by Muslims. And the media acts like he did something wrong. This is how crazy all of this has gotten. how they turn it around, because they know if Trump keeps doing it, it will expose the invasion of the Islamists that the globalists are allied with and running. And Juncker, the unelected head of the EU, admits it's an invasion. This is the globalist plan. It's their war. And all over the world, people are waking up and saying no to it. Stay with us. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
This transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All over the world, collectivists and the mega banks that control them, the monopoly capitalists that control them, are panicking. And they're panicking because classical free market systems create incredible wealth, incredible choices, incredible medicine, incredible travel, incredible art, incredible literature, amazing culture, and true open society and diversity. But just like the globalist left and the media calls themselves the resistance now, well, they're the resistance to Renaissance, the resistance to really moving forward, the resistance to being truly progressive. Everything they say they are, they're the opposite. They're the opposite of liberals. They're authoritarians. I have stacks of news here where they're now saying, ban the word mother and father, and it's actually happening in all these institutions they control. They're now banning putting the word refugees in quotes. They're sending the police out to investigate and arrest people in Sweden. Prominent Christian activists are being arrested in places like Ireland for criticizing radical Islam. But the globalists are panicking because the Dow surged 150 points, breaks above 2,000, 20,000, 24,000 ahead of Senate tax vote. Again, Dow surges 150 points, breaks above 24,000 ahead of Senate tax vote. Global trade boom steams into 2018 as Trump threatens barriers. I love how Bloomberg spins that. This is all Trump. This is all American exuberance. And then they spin it like Trump's threatening it. Well, they try to kill the economy and said we never grow above 3%. Now we're at 3.3. So that's all coming up. Trevor Noah and even USA Today have to admit Elizabeth Warren has a Pocahontas problem because she's not a Native American. She's lied about it, and she's a liar. So, see, Trump keeps doubling down. They keep acting like he's in trouble. They keep acting like he's a joke. But he picks his battles wisely, and he ends up winning. You want to be politically incorrect. You don't want to be painted into a corner. You don't want to let the word police and thought police tell you what to do and how to live and what to do. They're the ones engineering racism and division and control. And the dumbest, most lackluster, easily influenced, hype-driven people are the only ones that still buy into mainstream. And that is a minority of people who tend to be mainly white, hate themselves liberals. And that whole system is on the verge of collapsing. That's why all the Prairie Home Companion guy and Matt Lauer and the other Charlie Rose, they're all people with big fat contracts that everybody wants to shove overboard because the system's collapsing. There isn't any money anymore. There aren't viewers and listeners anymore. They're all going bankrupt. So they're throwing the golden calves, the altars, the idols overboard because it doesn't work anymore. They built these edifices up. They built these so-called stars up to make the public buy into whatever they said, and because it isn't selling, because it isn't working, and they're not getting ratings, and they're not getting influence, they're throwing them overboard. And it's going to get worse, and only the stupidest, most dumbed-down people in the system are going to keep going along with it. But their attacks are going to get more shrill, more desperate. The Democratic Party and others are suing Trump more than 3,000 times. They're going after everybody else with lawsuits because they're losers and they're failing and they're desperate and they don't know what to do. They tried to dominate culture. They tried to run the country over the edge of a cliff. They wanted full control over everything. They wanted to kill the golden goose, and now it's blowing up in their face. And the more they try to panic and bully us into submission, the more we resist. So I salute you all. But in the midst of the Dow at 24,000 and Trump about to have the big victory for all of us with these big tax cuts that they now have the votes of the House and Senate, they're saying, with McCain saying he'll go along with it, with all of this happening and all of this unfolding, they are going to go to total race division, sex division, to sabotage culture. It's in the WikiLeaks. It's in all the other corporate documents. It's in the Sean Parker statements, it's in the Facebook documents that they're preying on you, they're keeping you alone, they're trying to make you unsuccessful, they're trying to make you desperate, and the operating system is modern liberalism. And they admit the modern liberal is the most depressed, unhappy, most suicidal, virtue-signaling person who's actually totally alone and keeps doubling down, and it only makes their life worse. Because these are the easily influenceable, wannabe intellectuals, wannabe cool kids who don't realize to be cool, stop trying to be cool. And actually get into what it is to be a normal, natural human and become honorable. And stop acting like a juvenile trying to police everybody's thought and tell everybody what to do and bully everybody into submission. It's not working. No one is listening to you but other fellow losers. Society is breaking away from you completely, and your attempt to suck everybody back into your control is only blowing up in all of your collective faces. Now, let me read to you these headlines that when we come back, I'm going to cover in detail, because all of this is intertwined, interconnected, and illustrative. And this is just the news today. Just a small portion that ties together. Islamic slave traders in seven African countries are selling men, women, and children to slavery and harvesting their organs. Now, that's old news, but it's broken in the mainstream news today. Now, nowhere in the headlines does it say Muslim slave traffickers, because you can't ever say a Muslim did anything wrong. Just like Trump tweets videos of Muslims throwing gay men off buildings and killing them. Those are admitted real videos. They're 4 years old. He tweeted other videos of them smashing Catholic churches. I can show you hundreds of videos of that. They put it out themselves. They're proud of it. And the media says it's fake and it's, quote, racist. Oh, racist against a religion? Didn't know you could do that. An expansive, intolerant religion of 1.5 billion people, oppressing their own people, oppressing women, attacking, and they say Trump's the bad guy. I rarely disagree with Paul Watson. I don't really disagree with him here, but I called him last night. Paul just said, hey, this national group has some problems in the UK. Trump ought to look, you know, where he tweets these videos, because you can find other sources with one other political baggage. The media spun that like we'd all turned against Trump and Trump's bad. And it says, in fact, in one article it says, the white supremacist Paul Watson, who always bleats about Western civilization, it even went too far for him. See? They slander Paul, they slander the president, they defame everybody, while they're the ones hyping up the cultural takeover of the West and the ones pushing all this. Paul wasn't mad at Trump. He was just simply saying that group's got some baggage and, you know, the president might want to tweet from other sources. But again, they all leapt on it in literally hundreds of publications. National News last night had his tweet. Look, even Alex Jones and even Paul Watson, the white supremacist, they actually said that. See what pathway going along with them gets you? More lies. They take that as weakness. They've even turned against Trump. Everyone's turning against him. Again, more fake news, more hype, more lies. Now, continuing, when we come back, no focus on the Muslims selling hundreds of thousands of people into slavery, many of them as young as 6 years of age into sex slavery. Don't even say it's Muslims, even though it's Muslims doing it. And they say under the Quran they can to people that aren't Muslims. But meanwhile, front page papers in Texas are saying whites are inherently evil and must be exterminated. We're going to cover that on the other side. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique 3-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
So, anybody can go online. Anybody can go to an online encyclopedia. Anybody can go buy a Quran in English at your local bookstore. I suggest you do it. I've done it. And it says that if someone is not a Muslim, you can put them into slavery. And it says that black people, uses racial slur, are not really human. And so, under Islam, you can enslave them and use them. And, of course, it was the Arab slave trade that created slavery in Africa, and that then the West adopted their view under biblical interpretations out of the Old Testament, saying that the mark of Cain and the rest of it was on black people. And so the transatlantic slave trade got picked up kind of after the end of the Crusades, a few hundred years later, when they took control of the Atlantic slave trade from the Muslims, who had control in the Mediterranean. And so the Muslims have always continued the slave trade, and they also sell the organs of the Christian blacks and animist blacks. Again, those are folks that worship nature. And they grab them from central Sahara areas and southern Sahara, and then take them up to Libya, and then sell them to different Islamic countries where they're kept on plantations. The men are worked on plantations. There's videos of them describing how there'll be good mules for everyone. We played those videos last week. CNN ran reports of it, but never said it was Muslims selling people at slave auctions with men, women, and children up on slave blocks being sold. CNN thought that was too much, so they didn't show you the women and children. Business Insider and many other publications, the Daily Mail and others over the years have shown the women and children being sold. ISIS advertised they were selling young children for sex. The Prophet Muhammad has had a 9-year-old wife, so they say that's okay. And I'm just quoting the Quran here. So again, African migrants being sold as slaves by Libyan human traffickers have their organs harvested, bodies mutilated, and roasted like kebabs, claims Nigerian ex-minister. Well, there's no debating it. They've done documentaries. It's been in the Italian news that they find these men dead with their organs cut out. And many of the videos that we've been sent, a lot of it we don't show on air, is folks being made to eat other people's flesh and dead bodies with their organs cut out. But what we know 100% is major slave auctions going on in Libya after Hillary and Obama liberated it and put the Muslim Brotherhood, Al-Qaeda, ISIS people in charge. That is an incontrovertible fact. But you'll never hear them say it's Muslims doing it. Just a fact. Imagine if Christians were selling slaves somewhere, you'd be hearing about it, and you should. Meanwhile, up on NewsWars.com, President Donald Trump retweeted three videos posted by Christian activist Jada Frazin, and now she is appealing to him for assistance as she faces prison time for hate speech charges. Christian activist arrested after speaking out against Sharia in Ireland. She's the Christian nationalist and leading figure in the Britain First Party that's been totally demonized, and sees the opportunity to highlight her penchant and issued a plea to President Trump to intercede on her behalf before she is sent to jail for up to 2 years if convicted for speaking out against Islam in the anti-terrorism rally in Belfast, Ireland. So you can say what you want about this group there in England that the media demonizes that I haven't really found any serious issues with. And people can try to act like they're extremists and hope the establishment won't call for your arrest. But I'll assure you, you'll be next. Because that's how the globalists operate. That's up on newswars.com. Let's continue. Before election, Putin offers $8.6 billion to Russians to have more babies. Here the left is saying, if you're white especially, don't have more babies. That's out of Bloomberg. NFL to give $100 million contribution to social justice warrior groups. That's right, the big corporate NFL loves going bankrupt, and they've got to push their whole race-based narrative, so they're going to give $100 million to that to sponsor more racial division in America, because that's the program. Meanwhile, Black Lives Matter to boycott white-owned businesses for Black Christmas, says don't shop with whites, they're bad people, and they need to stop white capitalism. There you go. And here's a big report up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com from Campus Reform. Student op-ed calls for white people an abomination. Student op-ed calls white people an abomination. When I think of all the white people I've ever encountered, there's perhaps only a dozen I would consider decent. Texas State University student newspaper on the front published an op-ed Tuesday telling white people that your DNA is an abomination. This is down in San Marcos. We should get a physical copy of it. We have photos of it. When I think of all the white people I've ever encountered, whether they've been professors, peers, lovers, friends, police officers, etc., there's perhaps only a dozen I would consider decent. Student columnist Rudy Martinez begins the op-ed. Wow, what a racist pig. But the University Star has not posted on its website, but in the front of the paper. Because they want to just do all this secretly in the brainwashing facility. They don't want it outside of the cult. The piece documents Martinez's personal opinion of whiteness and white people, which he defines to include anyone who is a descendant of those Europeans who chose to abandon their identity in search of something new. Stolen land, even though all the natives were busy killing each other to take it over from each other as well. And, of course, Europe can't be for whites either. It's for the Muslims now. Contending that racial categories are used to subjugate non-white people, Martinez complains that in Texas, a bizarre state I have now inhabited for 4 years, I continuously meet individuals that either deny the existence of white privilege or fail to do something productive about it. And then he goes on to say, your DNA is an abomination. Get rid of whiteness. And then the feminist magazines say, abort your baby if it's white. Addressing white classmates, he asserts that you were not born white, but rather became white and actively remain white through allegiance to a country that was never great. But everybody wants to get here as soon as they can, though, even though the country is so horrible. Continuing, ladies and gentlemen, Muslim population Europe to triple by 2050, even with zero migration, study shows. RT. Don't worry, though. Swedish government report says putting the word refugees in quotations is hate. See, if you question them calling 10 million people, 80% of them military-age men, most of them have fought for Al-Qaeda or ISIS or other groups, that are coming in saying they want welfare and everything for free, and they believe they can rape any unaccompanied woman. And the government says they're allowed to rape people in Sweden because that's their culture. And the feminists put hijabs on and say Allah Akbar at mass rallies because they see it as rebellious. But if you put refugees in quotes when they're invaders of the EU program, of Junckers, the head of the unelected EU, saying it's an invasion, saying it's a takeover, saying it's a plan to end Western civilization for world government, well then, you're racist and maybe you need to be arrested. And that's where this is all moving. Sweden's new government censorship. Meanwhile, Sadiq Khan, the Islamic mayor of London, says bringing general neutral toilets to London to reflect the incredible diversity of the city. He's the one attacking Trump, saying, how dare you tweet videos of Muslims doing violent things? That's worse than actually killing people, is to show what the killers did in upside down.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful cream. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
This is Dan Billen. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get virtualshield.com, the world's easiest to use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at virtualshield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. Virtualshield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. We'll be right back.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. If you just joined us, I got into the fact that all over the news, they're talking about slaves, Africans being sold into slavery, and it's all added to the whole guilt culture, like white people are doing it, and, you know, no one knows exactly who's involved. Meanwhile, it's Arab Wahhabist slave traders that, under their version of Islam, black people aren't humans. I have hours of footage sent to us by our intelligence operative sources that's open source but that's been removed from the internet of them forcing blacks in Libya, the Muslims, to come by and they chop up with a meat cleaver one of their brethren in front of them and make them eat it before they kill them because they believe that makes them go to hell. And then the others beg and plead and all the rest of it, and some of them they keep for farm work. Then they're sent to the farms that were captured and taken by Muslims all over Africa now, but mainly in the north and in the east, to work as slave laborers for the rest of their lives on the plantations. If you watch the CNN videos they got 2 weeks ago, many of them seem so incredibly happy that they're there being sold. That's because most of them got killed. They estimate 60,000 blacks have been killed in Libya alone because the Arabs don't want blacks in their countries. Super racist. But see, there's perfect cover for all this because the Arab and Islamic groups just buy off our politicians and our media, and that's why I've been threatened from the highest levels in private meetings that were off the record, so I won't say by who, that they're going to destroy me. They're going to come after us financially and every other way if I don't leave the Muslims alone. And I've been told that's the group. You leave them alone and you leave the pedophile stuff alone. Well, guess what? I'm tripling down. Get ready. The big torpedoes are coming. You want to fight? You better believe you got one. 110% head to head. Feel your hand. Let's go. Let's get it on. That's how I go to the heights, is engaging you. The bigger the enemy, the better. It's everything I've been asking for. Let's go. I'm going to go after radical Islam. I'm going to go after its orthodoxy. I'm going to go after the pedophiles. I'm going to go after the globalists, and I'm being proven right on every front. So get ready. Just like I'm a missile guidance system, what you don't want me to cover is right where I go. So thank you for letting me know where you're at and who you are. I'm coming for you. And the spectacle of whatever happens will light you up for everybody else to open fire politically as well. See, I'm not a Satanist like you. It isn't all about me. Because it's all about me. It's all about my family and other decent people having a future. It's not about me because it's all about me. You got that? Not just about my life, but other people's lives, because I'm connected to them, and I want them to have a future. And it's a man's job to stand up for other people's future, because other men did it, so I'd have a future. And I'm not going to let those other men and women down. You got that? It's a fight I want. And I put it all on God's providence. They had right-wing watch, and all these globalist Soros funding groups attacked me and make fun of me yesterday, saying, Alex Jones called on the power of Christ. Alex Jones told his listeners to ask God for guidance and to pray to Jesus Christ, and they made jokes about it. That's why you're godless losers, filth. You're so disconnected. You think it's discrediting that I call in the name Jesus Christ? No. They act like they manage all the words, and they manage the culture, and they manage everything. So if they say something's discrediting, then, oh, I better stop doing it. Oh, Trump's discredited because he tweets what he wants to. Oh, he showed Muslims involved in violence. That's the greatest crime. Oh, the Dutch government says this video of a kid being beaten up may not be real. Oh, really? The Muslims never beat up anybody. There's no go zones. France, England, Sweden, Germany all have no go zones where the fire departments and the police departments won't even go. Just type it in. Type in Dutch fire departments won't go in no-go zones. French fire departments, Belgian fire departments, Swedish fire departments all announced this month sites all over their countries they won't go into. But don't worry, here in the U.S. they're moving from Austin to Chicago to you name it to ban bulletproof glass in businesses at bank tellers, and at liquor stores. There it is, Europe's no-go zones, list of 900 EU areas where police have lost control to migrants. What is that, the Sunday Express? Yeah. But again, oh, Trump's a liar. He's a bigot. He showed men beating people up and throwing gays off buildings. How bigoted. Yeah, there's one of the headlines. What is it, 3 out of 5? 3 out of 4. Child refugees are actually adults. Oh, yeah. You'll read these articles where a 30-year-old raped some 15-year-old in a Swedish high school, and the news says, well, that's what boys do in their country, and it's some 30-year-old guy with a beard named Ahmed, and he rapes her, and it's okay because, oh, we're sorry, thank you for... But they've even had women apologize to the Muslims when they rape them. I'm sorry I fought back at first. I forgot what you've gone through. The head of the Green Party in Germany then said, stop wearing short dresses. You're asking for it. The most classic sexist garbage. But from the left, it's okay. Because, see, they just want to adopt what they see as brutal masculine control. Most of the so-called liberal lesbians and all these groups, they just want to have the guy with the duck's ass haircut and the James Dean outfit. The truth is, James Dean wasn't slapping girls around, but they want to be the ones slapping the girls around. And statistically, it shows it. I'm not blaming all lesbians, but it shows that most of these butch lesbians, they want to be the guy smacking the hot chick around. They think that's manly. And a lot of the chicks, they like it. See, because no man will do that to them, and I'm not saying it's good if a man does that, but some women like it. And if they can't find a man to smack them around, well, they found them a girl going to do it real good. Knock them upside their head and have 50 Shades of Grey about the sexy rich guy that's going to chain you up. Of course, you're going to get chained up one time. They're going to put that devil mask or that piggy mask on. They're going to say, now I'm going to torture you for about 6 weeks. So start begging for your mommy and your daddy. That's the liberals. They want to get you in a dungeon. They want to strap you down and take a buzzsaw and cut the top of your head off like a pumpkin and pull it off and get a little spoon and go, well, you're looking in the mirror. This is one thing I know they like to do. And they go, I'm going to eat your brain now. Let's start at the side areas here because we don't want to take away your sight at the back or your thinking on the front. I'm going to eat your cerebral cortex last. Because I've got power! I love Satan! And I'm going to suck you dry, and I'm going to torture you to death! And you're going to follow my liberal orders, and you're going to talk like I talk, and you're going to be guilty when I say you're guilty, and you're going to bow to me! And I'm going to teach huge hordes of people that we shovel welfare at to hate you if you produce, to hate you if you're good, and to create a total system of collapse! Oh, but it's, okay, don't say it's Muslims running a slave trade. No. No, it's Libyans. They did it. No, it was Libya invaded by jihadists who now run the country as a giant exploitation site. But that's okay. African migrants, don't put that in quote, are being sold as slaves by Libyan human traffickers. So what they do is they call, the Islamic invaders are called migrants. Then the blacks are enslaving, they call them migrants, to create people feeling sad for the Muslim invaders. You understand how they recycle that? You got the Muslim invaders running slave camps, then going to Europe to, you know, run their operations to get girls kidnapped and shipped back. But then to make themselves look good, they then take the identity of the people they've actually enslaved to double dip and then be the victims on top of it. And then they never call them Muslims because it's all giant mind control. And the public just goes along with this. And I've just got stacks of news on that front. But so much more coming up on the economy straight ahead as the globalists panic as the Dow goes to 24,000 and the globalists like Soros crap his dirty little filthy Nazi scumbag britches. Ha ha ha! Yeah!
Hey, Daniel Bremen, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options. Organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at powerprepper.com, powerprepper.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Back live, ladies and gentlemen. Trump is doing the exact thing he should be doing. He's coming out, tweeting whatever videos he wants, covering radical Islamic violence. The answer is all of us have got to compile together documentation of the slave trade, the women being sold, the small children being put into sex slavery, where in one day over 100 men raped a six-year-old till she died in Syria, raping little girls till they die. We need to show all the news articles, just compilations of the news articles where they've had to report on this and then say, what is it Trump's lying about? What is it Trump's doing that's wrong? This is an orchestrated globalist invasion and using radical Islam to come in that's bullied and enslaved the rest of Islam is part of an overall plan of authoritarianism. And the globalists are authoritarian, and they believe Islam will help them put authoritarian systems in. That's what's happening. Meanwhile, we've got a lot of other big news, obviously. Now it's like six or seven top NPR managers and the Prairie Home Companion guy that just looks like a total kook and is just unlistenable liberal pseudo-intellectual garbage. But he says he just accidentally touched a woman's open back because she had a short sweater on. Might be true. That'll be an executable offense in the future. Pedophilia will be legal. Sexualizing children is already going on, you know, with Disney books and movies. But if you touch a woman, it'll be like Islam. You know, you'll be executed or something. But the point is they're all being flushed because they're failures. Their propaganda didn't work. They were the leftist media gods we were all supposed to follow, and they're not. So they're not going to be just left alone like an old statue of Lenin or something. They're going to be cut down politically and melted down for recycling. They even have a new Prairie Home Companion bozo who looks like a younger version of the other bozo. They even go out and get the exact same looking and sounding guy as if their audience is so dumb they won't know it's the same one. And with that audience of people literally in a trance listening to hypnotic voices, they are. And yes, I'm the anti-NPR. I'm not here trying to put you into a trance, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here trying to get you to wake up and take action. Meanwhile, I'm not going to play the video, but the transcript's up on Infowars.com. The Hill also reported it. Trevor Noah hits Warren. Native American claims are something problematic. He goes on and says, is Donald Trump racist? Yeah. Oh, he's the authority because he's a black guy. But in his own way, he's hitting Elizabeth Warren for saying she's Native American when she wasn't. And then they go on to say Trump is right. See, because Warren's got a big problem, and Trump knows. She's a fraud. She knew she wasn't Native American. She's been lying about it the whole time, and she keeps doubling down. She said she was part of these tribes that didn't know or never heard of her. So Elizabeth Warren's Pocahontas pickle. That's U.S. News and World Report. There's other ones. Elizabeth Warren's Pocahontas problem. By the way, look at the Prairie Home Companion guy. If you're a radio listener, obviously you have to go look him up yourself. But, I mean, that guy looks like he escaped from a mental institution, just like Al Franken. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean, but let me tell you something. There's a major disorder going on there. And that's what most leftists look like. They got run over by a car. And I'm not trying to be mean, but there's something going on. Black liberals, white liberals, Hispanic liberals that are really dedicated to it. You know, if you kind of halfway go along with it because it's a bullying system, you know, you're normal. But the real acolytes of it are a bunch of lunatics. Look at that guy. I mean, talk about Mars attacks. No makeup needed there. Meanwhile, Today Show staff mourn accused sexual predator Matt Lauer. Oh, he's a predator for grabbing girls' butts. And I'm not defending him. The point is now, notice, this is equated with Weinstein sex trafficking, reportedly raping women. Meanwhile, new female Michigan candidate says, vote for me so you don't have to see a male member. She actually says in the ad, I don't have a, you know what. So that's all coming up. We've also got a report here out of Austin. F. Donald Trump, racist thug, sucker punch man for being white. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the big subject the globalists don't want covered and don't want talked about because it ties in. In fact, I want to play a piece of that report right now out of Austin. That I like the food they've got in East Austin. It's very diverse food. You've got white folks, black folks, Hispanics, Asians, all living in peace. But there's a certain minority of black folks now that have bought into the whole Black Lives Matter, the chip on the shoulder deal, and the rest of it. And, I mean, almost everybody I know has been mugged or the people tried to mug them, which is pretty dangerous because a lot of folks are concealed carry. But I don't want to put myself and my family in that danger. I probably went down there 10 times a couple years ago and 3 times had very aggressive, large black males come up to me like it was a business. They were well-dressed each time and threatened to attack me if I didn't give money. And I just got in a fight stance and I just said, man, you need to back off. But that's what happened. And my wife, was by the third time, she goes, I guess you're right. We can't eat over here. And I said, no. I said, I don't. She goes, we just carry your gun. And I just said, I'm going to leave it in the car. I don't want to have to do this. I'm not out looking for this. I'm white. It's a no-go zone. I can't go. And a lot of folks that first moved in over there that I know personally that were liberals, they're having to move out. I mean, they're being robbed. They're being attacked. And the black culture with that minority of racist blacks is whites are evil. They deserve to be mugged. They deserve to be attacked. The new Black Panther Party in Houston says, don't loot in your neighborhood. Go loot the whites. Go kill the whites. You know, go mug the whites. And I hear about it from the police department. And every few weeks, there's a new video out, but it never really gets any attention. And that is just white people that look wimpy, particularly. I mean, I weigh like 240 pounds. I couldn't imagine these little guys, you know, what it's like. And I've seen the videos. They go ahead and give the guy the wall, then just go ahead and boom, punch him, knock him out. A lot of times folks die. The media, CNN goes, oh, so what? Shut up, you're white. I mean, it's real KKK type stuff. And it's really, really sad. And it's a daily occurrence. So, in a lot of these areas around the country, people have learned you can't go into them if you're white. This is all part of what the left's done. Hell, they even had a cat sanctuary that was owned by two white liberals, and they got the folks out front that, black and Hispanic and white, saying, move out, get out. We don't want whites even here. So they have demonstrated. The media covers it like it's good. They're like, yeah, whites, get out. You know, you're bad. So here it is.
Do anything and to have, like, this random act of violence against you, like, how safe would you feel after that?
Michael Temple was leaving Friends Bar around 1:45 Saturday morning. He was headed to his car when he says he came across a group of six or seven African-American men at 6 and Sabine.
When I was walking by him, then the dude said, F Donald Trump, and full force just punched me right in the ear.
He was knocked to the ground, then got back up. Moments later, he says he was sucker punched again in the back of the head before the men scattered off.
Got back to my car, made it home, thank God.
Okay, we ought to get this fellow on. By the way, there's countless videos of these. Usually hit guys with long hair that look kind of liberal or small. And that's why, because, I mean, come on. I don't want to have to sit there with six, seven guys, white or black, try to physically attack me or my family. It's just not going to be pretty. And that's what we got the Second Amendment for. So, not a soft target. And again, these folks are filled with this. They are absolutely filled with this hate. And it's all been done by the media. It's been their plan. But thank God most black folks, most white folks are rejecting this, whether it's the KKK doing this or black folks doing it. But black on white attacks are, in most areas, like 20-1, 10-1 in more rural areas. The KKK is not doing anything anymore. That's a total failed group, and I'm glad they are. The black racism is being organized, it's being pushed, and it's very, very sick. And so I just hope it doesn't ever happen where somebody's dumb enough to go ahead and, you know, try to physically attack me, because I'm not going to fight you. I'm 44 years old, and I just don't need to do that the rest of my life. I'm just going to go ahead and defend myself. So, word of the wise, you attack me with bodily harm, I'm going to defend myself. And I know it makes the left mad. I've been coming up all over the country. The left is removing bulletproof glass out of businesses so the people can be killed more easily and enslaved more easily. And Austin's passed ordinances where you can't put fences or gates on your community. So it's actually a plan. They're setting it all up. Okay, InfoWarsStore.com. I've got to end it today. It is the last day. Free shipping store-wide, 50% off on our best-selling items. When you purchase the product, you make everything we do possible. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Get free shipping right now, plus 10% up when you sign on for AutoShip. Thank you so much.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
America is an information base.